we're starting to, well, I mean, we've been in it for about a month and a half now, but we're in our busy time of year with weddings and special events, doing all types of weddings and corporate events up there, keeping us really busy, and we're very, very thankful for that.
They still go horseback riding there like I did many, many years ago?
We don't offer horseback riding to the public anymore at Holman, but as a boarder at the ranch, you can enjoy our 400 acres of trails all throughout the property, and of course, we've got our jumping arenas still at the ranch and our covered arenas, so if you're a dressage rider or a English hunter jumper or just a hobbyist, you can come keep your horse at Holman Ranch and enjoy our beautiful property.
Great place to spend a weekend, huh?
Absolutely.
Honeymoon,
absolutely.
Too, for instance.
Most definitely. We have a lot of honeymooners that come and stay with us, folks celebrating anniversaries and birthdays and so on. As a wine club member at Holman Ranch, you, of course, get a lot of great wine out of it, but you can come and stay with us at our private cottages up on the property, which is...
How do they get a hold of you?
You can reach us online, of course, HolmanRanch.com. You can visit the new Holman Ranch Tavern website, which is HolmanRanchTavern.com. And the phone number directly to the ranch is 831-659-2640.
And it's always warmer in Carmel Valley.
It is always
warmer.
Than
any other place on the peninsula.
Absolutely. Come experience our warmth, is what we say.
And of course, the main reason you're here to talk about the change, once again, go over that again with Wells Fargo.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to tell all your listeners about what's going on. You know, the restaurant we knew and loved as Wells Fargo was open for 60 years. It was a great old place in a great building that was built back in the 20s. It went through a lot of changes from the 20s all the way up through the 50s when it became Wells Fargo, and then my family took over a couple of years ago, and you know, we saw a need for something different. So this new iteration of this great building as the Holman Ranch Tavern is going to fulfill, hopefully, you know, those needs that we saw that are out there in the valley, which is a place where folks can come post work, pre dinner, you know, kind of the happy hour crowd, and enjoy a cocktail, enjoy a glass of wine, enjoy a flight of wine, and some small bites, appetizer portion food, so you can order a beautiful charcuterie plate and you know, a beautiful dish of sliders and so on. One of the things we're most excited about is our former chef, Jerome Viel, who left us about a year and a half ago to pursue his business in the grocery business right behind the restaurant, is coming back to us and providing the food. So kind of a blast from the past there, and Jerome's a great buddy of mine, and very, very excited to have him on board providing the food for us.
Good to hear. I think it's going to be a great thing for you, and much success to you. I know a lot of us are fans of just the, you know, glass of wine and the charcuterie. That's dinner. I mean, that's good, you know?
That's exactly right, and that's what we've been seeing. You know, my wife and I have been on you know, on the ground for the last 2 years, and that's what we see. You know, is people coming out, they order a basket of fries and some sliders or some chicken wings, and they have a couple of martinis, and then they go home.
That's it.
Yeah. Absolutely. So that's the crowd that we're shooting for. But the tavern will be open daily from 12 to 7.
Okay.
So we're offering lunch options as well, and late dinner options, and of course all your favorite cocktails and so on.
All right. I know that you guys are going to make it happen out there. Can't wait to come out and experience it. So we'll see you soon.
We'll look forward to having you.
Okay. All right. Absolutely. Thanks, Nick.
And I've got one more. I've got one more bag here.
Uh-oh.
I didn't want to show up empty-handed for you,
wow,
Dave.
Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome. That's awesome.
He was going to steal mine.
I saw the look on his face when I handed you your bag.
We can't outshine Dave.
That's right. Thank you.
Thanks, Nick.
All right, guys. Thank you for
good luck out there with the new things happening.
All right. We'll see you soon.
Nick Elliott on the Shag Bag Show on Power Talk 1460 AM and 101 FM. It's Dave Marzetti, Sammy Salerno, live for Saturday morning. Thanks very much for joining us as we move into May 13th and Mother's Day weekend. And still on the show, we've got from the guys and gals from the Gulf Mart Superstore, Eric from the shop next door joins us for news about Del Monte. Dr. Roya Javid, Mayor Clyde Roberson of Monterey, and Doug Sickler, now from the Monterey Peninsula Surgery Center. Doug, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, man. So, Monterey Peninsula Surgery Center, we had you guys on and a guest from the Surgery Center on for the past few months in a row here talking about all the benefits of the Monterey Peninsula Surgery Center. How long you been with them?
I've been with them a short time, relatively. We have a lot of long-time employees, or 35-year-old company. We've grown quite a bit over the years. I've been working with them for probably about 8 years.
Are they expanding much?
We have expanded quite a bit. We're actually up to 5 facilities now in the Monterey Bay. We have Capitola, Salinas Surgery Center, our Ryan Ranch facility, and then 2 in downtown Monterey.
Give the folks an idea of what you guys do and how inexpensive it is as opposed to going to a regular hospital.
Right. Well, we're very proud of what we bring. We're a partner with our local medical community. We have 200, almost 200 of our local finest physicians. So that represents, gosh, over 90% of the physicians that do outpatient surgery. We have 13 specialties. Basically, we do anything except brain surgery and heart surgery.
Oh, good. I was going to go in for a new brain, but I'll have to pass on that.
You know, medical technology is advancing all the time, we find, so you never know. Maybe
that's
someday.
Right.
If I only had a brain.
And as far as price goes, you save a lot of money by going to your facility, right?
Well, we're very proud of our medical technology and capabilities, but outcomes are huge, but price is also a big topic, and we're leading the way in many ways. We have transparency for bundled pricing available on our website. That's something you would talk about with your physician, but in terms of what you need, but we've gone a long ways towards lowering or making lower prices available, and it definitely is a lot less expensive than other
settings. What's the most prevalent operation today, would you say?
We do so many different things. We are doing a lot of pain management type procedures, but there's quite a bit of orthopedic surgeries for knees, hips,
and they're
shoulders.
In and out too. You don't stay there 2 or 3 days, right?
Typically, it's same day surgery. Our ambulatory surgery center is basically licensed to have somebody there up to 24 hours. So some people do stay overnight. Those that are doing total knee or total hip replacement,
but 1 day is probably max, isn't it?
1 day is the max.
This is the max.
It's usually just a few hours.
So tell us about what you do, Doug.
I'm the IT director, so I'm worried about all things technology.
So you're operating on things in the background there.
I'm in the background, right, trying to help support the team, make sure that they have what they need to get through things. It's quite an impressive group.
And it must be something for you as far as your position, because you have to work with so many different areas and so many different servers.
Yes, it can be a little bit daunting, but we've got a good handle on that, and we're proud of what we've been able to do.
Once again, tell the folks how many doctors are involved.
We have, I think at our latest count, it changes all the time. I think it's 193 at the moment.
They're all available, huh?
They're all available, local surgeons, and many of these surgeons are known well outside of our area as well.
It is funny because you talk to some of the local guys around, maybe the golfers and stuff, and you're like, I'm having a shoulder done or an elbow or an arm done or something like this. And they're like, well, who are you going to? I'm going to Ravelin. These names, these prevalent names always seem to pop up.
Word of mouth definitely is a good way to get some background before you get a procedure, but yes, we have some of the finest physicians in the area.
Yeah, absolutely. We've had them on our show too from Monterey Peninsula Surgery Center with incredible transparent pricing. All you got to do is just go on the website to MontereySurgeryCenter.com and just you can plug in right away on the very, you don't even drill down. It's right there, like on the first page, how much things cost.
That's different than what you can find elsewhere, isn't it?
Right.
What would you say the average savings would be on a one type of operation?
There's
compared to going to a regular hospital?
That's a tricky question. That's a really tricky question, but we're talking tens of thousands of dollars in many cases.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
Some of that out-of-pocket is much less as well for the
You honor all patient. The insurance policies, too, that sort of thing?
We honor a very broad group of insurance plans, okay. And many are excited to work with us because of our pricing.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Give us your background. Where are you from?
I grew up in California, moved around a little bit. My dad was in the Air Force, but pretty much California, born and raised. I've been in the Monterey Peninsula here for about 18 years.
Well, you're a native now.
I feel like I'm no longer just a visitor. Yes.
Okay. All right. So what's going on for Mother's Day weekend?
Oh, we're going to have a quiet time at home with the family.
Yeah.
Take care of the moms in the house and keep everybody happy.
There you go. Hey, it's the Monterey Peninsula Surgery Center, founded in 1982 by local surgeons to provide excellent service, superior quality, low transparent pricing on their website, MontereySurgeryCenter.com. Our guest, Doug Stickler, the IT director, and what a job he does out there for you. I tell you, you're talking about the guys out front, the front lines, and the guys operating. He has to do the thing in the background to keep
right.
it all going.
Keep those guys moving, cracking the whip.
That's right. Keep us safe. Keep us going.
There you go. Thanks, Doug, for being on the show.
Hey, thank you both.
Thank you.
Have
good
a great
luck.
Weekend.
Great.
Have a great bike ride today, too.
I will.
All right. Shagbag Show on Power Talk 1460 AM and 101 FM. Dave Marzetti, Sammy Salerno, live from the end of the bar at the Del Monte Golf Course in beautiful Monterey by the Bay. Dr. Roy Javid joins us in a few minutes. Eric from the shop next door. Guys from the Gulf Mart Superstore, but right now our good friend and neighbor, Mayor Clyde Roberson, Mayor of Monterey. Mayor, welcome.
Boy, I've heard that name in Monterey for many, many years.
Well, thank
How are you.
You,
Clyde?
Good.
Good to have you. I guess
Real
the first
pleasure.
Thing we should do is so want to approve the meetings from last meeting, the minutes from the meeting.
Yeah, can we?
So we can that way can we make him feel home?
Yeah.
There you go. And we have to make sure we
have to approve the minutes.
And we don't want to violate the Brown Act.
Oh, the Brown Act. Yes.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Make sure we don't talk too much city business with the majority of the council here. Because I would never do that.
Oh, of course not. So Clyde and I are good neighbors. He lives a couple of houses up from us up there in Villagayuba. And see him walking the neighborhood all the time. And Clyde, give us your the full background. You know, from day one, where were you born?
All right, I was born in Oakland, Alameda. That's where I spent my first 8 years. I had a single mom, and so my life drastically changed in 1954 when my mother married a chief in the Navy. And from there, we went to San Diego. As an interesting aside to that, my stepfather was at Pearl Harbor during the attack.
Wow.
And I had an opportunity to share that recently when there was a commemoration of the 75th anniversary of the attack. And so some other time I can tell you about that story. But that was really an amazing change in my life. And quite honestly, it was an economic decision on her part. And they grew fond of each other, but I would say they fought like cats and dogs, but loved each other fondly. Maybe I just described all of our marriages, right?
Right.
No.
None are easy, that's for sure.
Yes. So I went to college there and eventually got my teaching credential, came to Monterey in 1968, where I started teaching school in Monterey. I really had the pleasure of teaching 35 years at Hilltop and Bayview Schools. And that was really the joy of my life. That was my calling, and I had no choice because it was genetic. My mother was a teacher, and aunts and uncles. My daughter is a teacher in the school district. My son-in-law, Javier, teaches in Alisal. We have a stepdaughter who's now a teacher, a daughter-in-law. And I tell my grandchildren, my 14-year-old Alexa, you know what you're going to be when you grow up, right? Marine scientist. No, you aren't.
You're going to be a teacher.
You're going to teach school. Cramps. No. So, well, she could teach marine science, right?
Well, you've been involved in the political scene in Monterey for a long time.
When were you mayor first?
Well, I was elected originally to the city council in 1981. Then in 1983, I ran for mayor, and I did two terms at that time, teaching school at the same time. And frankly, it was over the top. So in 1987, Dan Albert, who was a retired coach, teacher at Monterey High School said he was interested in being mayor, and I said, thank you very much. And I ran for city council. So we had the election, and
I remember that.
Inauguration night, we got up, shook hands, traded seats, and continued business as usual. And at the time, we had four council members who were together over all the years, Ruth Freeland and Teresa Canepa. And so we had a 20-year relationship, and it's really, really fun right now to have Dan Albert Jr. Join us on the council. I've been to a couple of events recently, and someone said, well, we'd like to introduce the people here who are attending some of the elected officials.